you know, Matt would be short for.
Matthew.
And,
Matthew to generations.
Well,
I mean Matthew to Genesis, you see. That's the last book in the Bible. Genesis and Matthew, the first book.
Well, you call a woman who conducts school.
Well, I used to think of me as a school teacher.
Any old-fashioned terms of that would be used when you were a child?
Well, they used to call them school mom. School mom, I guess they'd say if they're a woman. School mom, I guess. I've heard of that. I've heard that word used when I was a boy.
You know, there's a man who wrote books, oh, I guess, in the 18th century, named James Fenimore Cooper or something. What's it? Have you ever heard of him?
No, I don't believe I ever did.
Well, that place where you keep chickens is a chicken...
Chicken coop? Coop? C-O-O-P, I believe is the way it's spelled. Chicken coop.
Is there a family name sort of like that?
I don't know of any family name Cooper. I know a family Cooper, but I don't know. Yeah, I know Coopers, no.
Which do you call them?
I always call them Cooper.
It, well,
I know a fellow's name. I used to know a fellow's name. His given name was Cooper Edwards.
Well, if he had a wife and that was his last name, then you call her?
Mrs. Cooper. If his last name was Cooper, you'd call her Mrs. Cooper.
And just speaking fast, though, you'd say, this is Miss Smith and this is...
Miss Cooper.
And if there was a preacher or somebody here who didn't really have a regular pulpit, you know, just went around and preached on Sunday whenever he could find a place, but didn't have that, he made his living doing something else. You'd say that he was just a what?
An evangelist. He'd just come around every once in a while, you know, went around through the country and preached first for one place. He wasn't a regular minister, you know.
What about
they called Billy Graham an evangelist, so he's a big Baptist preacher in the United States. They called him an evangelist.
You say he's a big evangelist preacher?
Yeah.
What religion is he? What church is he?
He's a Baptist, I believe. I'm pretty sure Billy Graham Baptist.
Well, what about a carpenter who really wasn't a good carpenter, just do a little bit, and couldn't do much?
He's a jackleg carpenter.
Would you ever speak of a jackleg preacher?
Yeah. He's just a jackleg. He's not considered much of a preacher. Just can't hold no regular job and just preach when he can, not especially when they want him, but just just get up and preach in there.
What about a lawyer?
They have them jackleg lawyers too. They call them jackleg lawyers. They just sorry lawyer. That's what you think of when they say a jackleg lawyer or
a
jackleg anything.
Would you speak of a jackleg teacher?
I don't know that I ever heard of a jackleg teacher.
Or a governor or a doctor?
The doctors, the sorry doctors, they call them quack. Quack doctor.
What about the governor? Could you have a jackleg governor?
Well, I've never heard of them referring to sorry governors as a jackleg governor.
And my mother's sister would be...
My aunt.
But mine.
Your mother's sister would be your aunt.
And, you know, what, when you speak of jackleg, that interesting, what does that mean? Is that...
What a jackleg?
I mean, what does that mean, you know, jackleg?
Well, the only thing I ever thought it meant was just sorry at what he done. Just one good at what he done. If he's just a sorry carpenter, he's just a jackleg carpenter, you know, just kind of thought he's a carpenter and wasn't.
And in the Bible, what was Abraham's wife's name? Do you remember?
Sarah.
And did your father have any brothers?
Yes, sir. He had two brothers. My daddy's got a brother living now.
Oh, he did?
He's 90 or 92, I think. Uncle Seth Cotton lives down between you and New Haven.
what do you call him?
I call him Uncle Seth. I call him Uncle.
And, you know...
When I'm speaking to him, I just speak of him as my uncle, but when I'm talking to him or telling anybody who he is, I call his name Seth.